Hey guys, today we're talking the VMAs with special guest Echo. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat. I feel the
fade. Yo, go Tiana. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. I'm joined in studio by Mr. Kata.
You already know, though.
Unfortunately, Queen was too big to be here. She over at Hip Hop Hollywood Squiz.
Hey, turn up, Queen.
With Vanessa Simmons.
Hey.
But that's fine, because guess who we got in studio? The one, the only recording artist, Echo.
Echo.
Thank you for coming in.
No.
Appreciate it. We've been trying to set this up for a minute.
I know, yeah. I'm glad to be
right,
here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Week of the VMAs.
God is good.
You know what I'm saying?
God is good.
All let's time, talk all about time. It,
God's good. Yeah, let's talk about it.
The VMAs were this week. Well, y'all better be so thankful that Joan Rivers is not alive.
Ooh.
Honey, because she is rolling in her grave.
Well, some of the outfits were okay. Okay,
maybe not
the mainstream, but Blue Ivy's was hot.
Okay.
Even JoJo, did you see JoJo? Yeah, JoJo's fit was hot. You feel
but
me?
So she ain't gonna make it no magazine.
Okay, but you gotta give it to some of the people. You
she have can barely to make
some.
The radio.
Some of the outfits was cool.
Love you, JoJo.
Some of the outfits was cool.
What'd you think of the performances? Did you see any of the outfits?
I saw a little bit of them. You know, on Instagram. Instagram is like the telltale.
Right, Instagram is always the tell-all.
Yeah.
I liked Nikki. I will say Nikki actually looked really good. That blue kind of cut open.
Yeah.
Brittany actually looked really good.
You know what?
Good.
She's dressing more conservative.
Well, you know, she married now, basically.
What?
No, not really. But, you know,
I was about to say
she
married. Whoa.
I mean, they don't have a ring. They have an ankle bracelet.
Beyonce, you better go ahead and tell her to put a ring on it.
If it unlock, you need a man to put a ring on it.
If he act up, then you put a bracelet on it. some of the performances, though, I mean, really, what were we here for? Beyonce Dunn felt like this was the formation. She's so
man,
used to performing the formation tour.
Yeah.
She was like, that's my set.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's a
go-to.
Right.
What, your whole album?
Drake said it. It's my go-to.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? But the visuals were dope. She had great visuals. You know, I give it to her for her visuals. She's always coming with something to blow your mind visually,
mm-hmm.
You know. And her style was, like, dope. Like, her style was dope. It was very creative, very expressive, very artistic. And Little Blue Ivory, you know. She was a little cute, you know what I'm saying? AKA Junior Jay-Z. You know.
What did you think of Beyonce in her 15-minute performance, which normally the Video Vanguard Award recipient gets?
And see, you know, y'all already know, I'm a B fan, but I'm not here for the takeover. Like, we get it. You just came on tour. Like, okay, we didn't see the show. You don't have to perform your whole album. We get it already. Like,
hey, if you got it
done.
If you got it, you know what I'm saying? Do it.
I mean, I feel that, but
she's no, I'm not blaming. Honestly, to me, it's more MTV because as far as a production goes, it's just kind of like every year I feel like they shade whoever the Video Vanguard Award goes to, except for Beyonce. Her year it was pretty put together. But everyone's supposed to get and Justin Timberlake's was too. They get a 15-minute performance. Yeah. So this one, Rihanna gets it. Yeah. And you have her working the whole show. Like literally she couldn't enjoy the show because she's switching from – she putting on a concert. Beyonce gets her 15 minutes, a 10-minute standing ovation after. Hmm. Rihanna's too busy, nervous.
What do you think about this aspect? What about the people that couldn't afford, you know what I'm saying, going to her shows? And seeing what an
I can't afford to go to. I've seen it already on YouTube,
right?
Multiple times.
I'm just saying, you know, YouTube. The quality of sound just is horrible. Sometimes
she didn't perform
Lucretia
6 Inch Heels, so now I got to go spend $70 on a ticket.
Talking about baby, and the camera be moving. Like, come on, man, you can't watch that.
I mean, she done broke the camera at the VMAs.
That's part of her saying,
like,
right?
Damn, MTV, y'all was desperate competing with BET Awards this year, huh?
They really. For that though.
They really paid for that. But anyways, moving on. Hopefully next year we're gonna get something better. Let's talk about some visuals though, because this is what I'm really excited about. So every week we put up new artists, new visuals. This first one is really dope. So the song is called Drowning. The artist is Mick Jenkins featuring Bad, Bad, Not Good. And the song is 6 minutes long, and the visual is so... Go ahead, start playing it. This visual is so dope and well thought out. Take a look.
supposed to try. Right, wait.
That don't sound
right. Just wait 1 second. That don't sound right. When the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown. Right. When the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown. Right. Wait. That don't sound right. Just wait 1 second. That don't sound right. Downtown on my hotline, it don't bleed much. Seen songs like Tub Man, Young Stephen Morris, I ain't seen much. Just a couple motherfuckers trying to rape the culture. Tell the vultures I don't need lunch. It's like voice code, gotta be in touch to communicate it to the people. Love heals all. Best get your immunization at THC. So we smoking in here like we fumigate for the fuck boys. Too much truth in me, I don't trust niggas. I ain't preaching at you, I don't touch boys. Walk the bag and drip me like a bus boy. I don't need tips, you can see minds. Rap genius, you can read minds. In between lines, yeah, they act genius, but the way.
Boom, Mick Jenkins featuring Bad Bad, yeah, Not Good, Drowning. It's 6 minutes long. It's like, damn, 12 Years a Slave on crack, if you guys go tune into the rest of this video.
That's all about struggle.
Okay.
It's all about that power.
And I love that it's a modern song mixed with, you know, some dope creative visuals in that chorus,
that
though.
That beat, though. Yeah.
The beat, the chorus.
That beat was everything, y'all.
That was very cinematic.
Yeah,
loved it.
That was it, huh?
You guys can check out. He's got his new album is going to be dropping, The Healing Component, on September 23rd.
Damn.
Boom. Next. You know, I mean, I just want something for this girl to pop off so bad. And I hope 2017 going to be your year, girl.
Right. I mean, if you got Timbaland behind you, like,
Timbaland focused on himself right now. He's going to be on that Gold Digger show. And I'm just looking at Timbaland like, why don't you just focus on producing? Here's Tink with Modern Wear Wave.
I bet you think I'm in the house with my mind lost. I'm popping bottles, moving forward with the brights on. You had your chance to make this fairy tale come true, but you changed up your worth. That's not how things work. I had to press restart. You have to play your part. I'm on the
I like
modern
the, that they're
way.
Using like weird instruments in the songs. Like, I love that. Those chimes, those are bomb.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you a little
Caribbean feel.
Yeah. So modern way.
As if the beat could be like dun 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 dun. Like, yeah, they could. Yeah, they could mix it up.
They could, but Timbaland ain't gonna do that. They're busy. Echo, you a Tink fan?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. She had that one song, you know, that blew up, but that was more of like a female song, you know.
The one in a million one?
The million one?
Yeah. I'm not really into girly music, you know. Oh, sure. But I respect the art. I always respect everyone's art.
Fair enough.
You know.
What was you thinking?
I'm here for it. You already know I'm a Tink fan.
She got a mixtape, WD4. I'm just still wondering, why are you dropping mixtapes? Like, let's work on the album.
She could at least do an EP.
Oh, right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
at least.
The unsureness, man. You know, the unsureness of the people behind her. You know, you never know. It's probably the build-up, the hype, too.
Oh, well. For what's coming. Waiting for that. All right, next.
Wait.
So, every morning, I go on my iTunes Music, and I like to search for things that I've never listened to before. And I came across this kid in the Christian hip hop section. He goes by NF, and the song is called Therapy Session, and it's been out for a while, but he just dropped the visuals to it. He gives off Eminem, but again, Christian rapper. Take a look.
I got up stay like a month ago. I was talking to fans and one of them pulled me aside and said we never met, but I swear that you know who I am. I've been through a lot. I don't know how to express it to people. Don't think that I can, but I got that mental ZD on rotation. That's real for me, Nate. You do not understand. It's crazy for me. Kids hit me up, say they slitting their wrists on the daily. This music is more than you think. Don't book me for just entertainment. It's entertaining. Hearing these parents, they telling their kids my music is violent. You gotta be kidding me. I guess that your definition of violence and mine is something that we look at differently. How do you picture me? I want me to smile. You want me to laugh. You want me to walk in the stage with a smile on my face when I'm mad. Put on a mask. For real though. I mean, what you expect from me? I'm trying to do this respectfully. They say that life is a race. I knew my problems would probably catch up eventually. I do my best to be calm. How you gonna write me and tell me you slaughtered my family? That's just a glimpse of the stuff that gets said to me. These are the parts of my life that I'll never see. Woo! I am aware it's aggressive. I am not here for acceptance. I don't know what you expected, but what you expect when you walk in a therapy session.
NF Therapy Session. Yeah. Echo, what you thinking?
I love it. You know what I'm saying? I like the evolution of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know? It's very free now. You know, it's not so, like, centered on this one focus, you know,
anymore. One sound anymore?
Yeah. Not really just, like, sound. Just, like, visuals and just like from a racial being standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been listening to, like, K-pop rap. Mm. Like,
oh, you should have been dope. Here last week when we had a CL on.
Yeah, it's really dope. It's very expressive, and I love how everybody has their own way of saying what they got to say, you know what I'm saying? Saying what they feel in the inside, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all about emotions and true feelings, you know what I'm saying? And it's that spirit, you know what I'm saying? And for him to be a Christian artist rapping like that, like, I get it. You know, I wouldn't have thought it was a Christian rapper, but, okay. You know, but at the same time, it's like he's speaking from a real perspective, you know, not just a biblical force perspective.
You but know. With them morals back yeah. behind them. What was yeah. you thinking? Stole words right out your mouth?
That was everything. No, for real, though. That was really everything. Like, seriously. I'm here for it all day.
Yeah. So, you guys can check him out. He's actually on a Therapy Sessions tour right now. You guys, tickets available on Ticketmaster. So, you know, I love to go across the pond and find some new artists and whatnot. So, this guy's name is Ezekiel, and the song is called That Feeling.
Across the pond.
Across the pond.
Give me that feeling, baby. Yeah.
Yes, guitar.
Oh, why? You give me that feeling. Me and you, my place, 6 o'clock. Let's do this again.
I love the phrasing.
Mm-hmm. His accent is dope.
We can go for a walk. We don't have to do much. Oh, I just want to see you again. Mm-hmm. Can I have another portion of you with medium fries? Baby, I can eat you high.
Grime Daily over in the UK announced him as one of the artists to look out for in 2016, so keep your eyes peeled. Liking the sound?
Oh my yeah. God. Simple. You already know. That's like yeah. all me all day.
Very vibey.
All right, next. This song's been out for a minute, and I've been waiting for this visual. I'm obsessed with this song. Oh, yeah. Belly featuring Kehlani. The song is called Yo.
You've been patient, I'ma say it just for you. I've been contemplating what I wanna say to you. You. I said show me some, cause these hoes be frying, but they got nothing on. You. Pussy so good made me turn around, yeah, you know that I busted up. You. She go to college way down in Miami, and she always ripping it. You. And I fuck with less than a few. I really can't settle for less than a few. What you wanna do? Shit, I probably come to you when it come to you. I learned this game to a T, all because of you. Now I'm buying V, celebrating all these W's. Bandanas on for the cameras. First time I met a shit, we was
gone. Belly featuring Kehlani, You. What are we thinking of the... Oh, yeah, I already know what you thinking. What you thinking?
What you thinking?
Kehlani is bomb. I love her. I'm always here for her. Anything for her. I'm not necessarily a fan of Belly, but this song is dope. Only because of her, though.
Really?
Only because of her, though.
I like his tone on it. I think that with the chorus and the way that the beat drops, it's
so if you feel like if Kehlani, if that hook wasn't there, would you still like the song?
I think you could have put any female in that because that beat is so dope, and anyone that could off balance his like rough hardcore voice, I think you could have. But she does make the song because she probably, you know what I mean, she probably helped him write it. Low key, you know what I'm saying?
What you think?
We need to know what you're thinking. That's the point of you coming on the show. The fuck?
I'm not thinking anything.
Oh, well, there you go. We had it. All right, last but not least, I was really wanted Queen to be here because I know she would have looked at me like Jesse. This is my favorite one of the week. You know, I love that. This is just trash ratchet. Her name is Paris, and the song trash is called ratchet. Nasty. It gives me like early 2000s nostalgia.
Like Trina Ratchet.
Listen to how she about to do this.
I need to go to sleep like it's been about a week like be running through the six like woo. You staring at my pics like who is this chick like woo? You already know about me.
Who is this?
I'm the one they wanna be. I handle my business. I put this together. They say you should never mix business with pleasure. Blast. You say you got friends. Where they at though? You wanna be bad? Make a clap now.
I know this video shit was so fun.
Paris Nasty. I just respect that they had choreography and
the braids. I'm here for the braids.
It just looked like a fun shoot to be at the song. Like definitely. I would have just been him. What are we thinking of?
Yeah, all day, all day.
I would
party,
do some backflips and handsprings and
you can do
shit.
All that?
Hell yeah.
All
right. I should be a professional dancer.
Get him on the VMAs. all right, well, let's get into it. Echo. What up? So we got a new EP coming out.
Yeah, we do. It's called Appreciation.
Who are you appreciating?
I appreciate all the beautiful women, all the souls that are aware.
Women all over the world.
You know, all the free spirits, and even the ones that aren't free. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm willing to set you free, help you find it.
Well, all right. Yeah. How you gonna do that?
By giving love and letting people know. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you.
So, EP, how many songs are we gonna get on it?
We're gonna get about like five.
All
right. We get five, you know. We're going to do intro and an outro and, you know, three solid tracks, you know. I like those visuals. And then my second EP, it's going to be on a whole nother level, you know. It's going to be really deep and heartfelt and emotional.
Okay, so obviously you're talking about two different tones with two different EPs.
Yeah.
So, but let's talk about Appreciation. So Appreciation, this is for the ladies?
Actually, it's for everybody, you know. Really with my music, I never try to define a specific topic or a specific thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I want everyone to relate to it, you know, in their own way. So with like my single, You Got It, you know, whatever it is and whoever it is that you feel has it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe your car got it. Maybe your mama got it or your daddy got it or, you know what I'm saying? Shit, my pocket got it. You know, excuse my language. But, yeah, whatever you appreciate and whatever you feel that love and, you know what I'm saying, like, security and, like, that's you.
So now you write all your own music?
Yeah, I write and I co-write with my boy Prince the King, and Derek Butler and some other people, you know. And, yeah, man, Appreciation was definitely written by me and Prince the King, though. He's a dope producer, songwriter, artist. You know, he just dropped a little teaser for everyone on SoundCloud. Look him up, Prince the King. You know what I'm saying?
And how do you go about, as far as, like, creating your sound and, you know, picking the songs, the five songs for the specific EP?
I never try to define my music. I let my music define itself. Mm. So when I was putting myself through artist development, I put myself through artist development for a year, and I figured out my name came across myself, you know, on accident, you know, and I was like, all right, well, because I was signed to Capitol as a songwriter for publishing, and then I left that, and I didn't know if I was just going to continue being just a songwriter or an artist, and everybody around me at that time were saying, like, you should be an artist, you should go ahead and do it. And I was like, I don't know anything about it. So I was like, all right, let me explore it when I left everything. And I did, and, you know, I had a conversation with a couple friends, and this guy just came out of nowhere and was like, your name's Echo. Like, everything you're saying, your name's Echo. That's what it is. And I was just like, I don't like that. Wow. I was like, Echo. And then I sat on it, I woke up, and I was like, Echo.
The like,
yeah,
been delivered,
right? And then I was like, okay, who am I? What do I want to give to the people? What do I want to represent? And for me, I'm a very caring, loving, and accepting person. So, and I know everybody has their own faults. You know what I'm saying? No one's perfect. You know, we're all imperfect people. So, so instead of judging the imperfections, I want to embrace the imperfection and try and help you grow through it, you know what I'm saying, and get over it, you know.
Look at that, Echo, your new best friend, y'all. So EP's coming out when?
Yes.
It's not determined yet, but I want to.
This one, goddamn. Will it be this year?
Yes, I want to put it out this year. Okay. I want to put it out before the end of this year, or by the end of this year. So okay. Basically, like the fourth quarter.
A little Christmas present for y'all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Some love.
Now you got the single. You got it.
Yes.
We're gonna get a visual for this.
Yes, you are. You're gonna get a visual for a lot of the album.
Okay, so you're gonna little Lemonade Beyonce kind of thing.
Not really Lemonade. I'm gonna put some stank on it. You know what I'm saying? Put some fried chicken, some hot sauce.
Some lemon lime.
It's more like fruit punch,
right? We're gonna sauce it up. Where the sauce at? Give it to me, hot now.
And then do we have as far as like live performances and things like that? Where can everyone keep
actually? I am putting together a college tour.
Yes,
I'm going to do a college tour for the local colleges in LA. Nice. You know, and start and build the fan base, and you know, start my my ministry there, my revolution. You know what I'm saying? Revolution of love, and you know what I'm saying? Evolution of everyone's self. You know, I want everyone to evolve and get over this hurt that we're in, because we're in a hurt generation. Everybody's suffering and hurting, and everybody wants to give all the excuses to everything else but themselves.
Brother, I was just saying that exact thing yesterday. We live in the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the depression
reality
of ourselves,
TV right now is the circus.
Yeah.
That's deep, because it's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's so sad, man.
I mean, and you know what? We just got to accept our own self-truths and who we are, and we have to accept ourselves and just say, forget it. Like, I am me, so I'm going to just be me. I'm weird, crazy, wild. Man, you ask anybody that know me, they like, this dude bounce off every wall. I don't care where you at, who you with. If you with your grandma going to be like, I love him, but he crazy.
Now, you also play instruments.
Yes, I do.
What do we play?
I'm a drummer and a guitarist.
He's a drummer.
Yeah, that was first before guitar.
Are we going to hear any of that on the album?
I actually am going to do an acoustic album.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have some ideas already conjured up. Get with my boy Mike and Niles, and we're going to kill it. You know what I'm saying? And Prince the King is going to sell that dream. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it. I probably may go country.
No way.
go give us a little bit, because he was doing this before the show. He was giving us a little country.
You want a little country?
A little bit.
Well, folks, we don't be in jail. Be in the Hollywood Live. Yeah.
Yo, send me to Sam. All right, so Echo, you're going to perform for us. You Got It.
Yes, I'm going to perform You Got It.
How did the song come about?
It's crazy, because my boy Dice came to the studio. And he's actually the producer of the full EP. He's dope, like really, really dope. He's very talented, Dominican, from New York, you know what I'm saying? But he came through and played me some tracks, and I was like just going through some things, and you know, You Got It stood out, but I didn't know what to write. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I had nothing, but I knew I had felt it. And by the end of that session, all I kept hearing was, you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. And I didn't know if that was like me telling myself that that's my track or whatever. So finally I came to studio late at night, Prince is there, and I played it in the track, and he was like, yeah, this is dope. And so we tried to play it, and we just blocked. We had no kind of thought. We was like, forget it. We scratched everything we did. We was like, we just don't know. And then Prince was like, forget that. Just go in there. So I went inside the studio, and we just made harmonies and created harmonies. And next thing you know, for some reason, like, I heard the beat and I heard the harmonies at the same time in my head. And I was like, yo, Prince, play the beat. And play the harmonies. And he fought me for like 10 minutes straight. And I was like, look, play the beat. Play it. And everybody that was in the room was like, just play it, just play it. And so he played it, and like literally You Got It and the harmonies that we laid matched up perfectly where they were supposed to go. Wow. And I was like, there she blows. You got it.
Well, now it's time for you to blow. So I'm going to have you go on over to the stage and show us some of these harmonies, these medleys that we got going on.
I don't know about harmonies. I can't harmonize with myself.
No, I've seen some people that can. You know what I mean? You're going to harmonize with this guitar right here. All right, so live here in studio, the one, the only, Echo. Performing You Got It.
Styling dress, show you the best. Hands down, there's no contest. I'm gonna put that body to rest. Front with your friends, yeah, you know you see me. Brought the juice, chuck the deuce, yeah, I got you feeling. Put it down right, got you screaming. You got it, yeah, you got it, oh. You got it, 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 you got it. Dipping all up in your potion. Slipped up, I'm overdosing. But now I ain't talking emotions. See, I'm riding away the vivid breeze of your ocean. Yeah, cause you got it. Yeah, you got it. Oh, cause you got it. Yeah, you got it. Oh, cause you got it, yeah, you got it, oh. Cause you got it, yeah, you got it. Cause you got it, yeah, you got it, oh. Cause you got it, cause you got it, oh. Got it, yeah, you got it, baby. Ooh, yeah, you got it, you got it, yeah, you got it, baby. Yeah, yeah, you got it.
Hey. Well, Echo, I want to thank you for coming in studio. Now, where can everyone check out the single?
You can check it out on SoundCloud, The World of Echo. And you can find me on IG, World of Echo. And that's Echo, E-K-O. And the link is right in my bio.
Boom. And shout out to Mr. Strings over here.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Mike. This guy is talented. He's been on the road with so many people. You know what I'm saying? This guy, man.
Mike, where can everyone follow you?
Instagram, Mike Manning Music.
Mike Manning Music?
Yeah.
You got safety pins. It looks swag over here. Looking at your shoes, I'm like, oh my God, I need to write this down. Where you get that?
Hey, before I got stag, I almost out of me, obviously.
No, all y'all swag. All right, this was amazing. So again, where can everyone follow you?
World of Echo at IG, and the Echo is E-K-O.
Boom. The song is You Got It.
You got
EP coming for Christmas.
Appreciation. Ah, November.
Boom. Thanksgiving, y'all. We're going to thank him for appreciation, all right? Now, we're going to have to see you guys next week. But, Mr. Carter, where can everyone follow you?
You already know you can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us across all platforms at BHL The Beat, social media, everywhere. If you want a video played or you want to come in studio and perform your music, hit us up at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Till next week, peace.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. and I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.